Morning, everyone. As you can see from the screen, we're continuing our journey through Jeremiah with that overall title of Living with Hope, which we've already begun to think about this morning. I think we've covered about 30 chapters in 6 weeks, so that's an average of 5 chapters. We have 5 chapters this morning. I don't know, that's good news. Really good news compared to a couple of weeks ago when we had 10. what I'm going to do is to briefly, and it will be briefly, look at a sort of overview of those 5 chapters, then going to look in a little bit more detail about chapter 29 and what those verses there meant to the people of Judah, to God's people at that time, and how God might be speaking to us today. So, in chapter 25, we have a prophecy concerning the Babylonian captivity. Jeremiah saying from God, if the people do not repent, if they don't turn from their evil ways, from their worship of other gods, then Nebuchadnezzar, the then king of Babylon, will conquer the land of Judah and also the surrounding nations, not just Judah that's affected, and that they will serve him for 70 years. By chapter 29, this has already happened. Despite those continued warnings from God and opportunities for them to mend their ways, the people continue to ignore Jeremiah. In fact, some of the other priests and prophets of the time sought to actually put Jeremiah to death in order to silence him, because they didn't like his discouraging message. Jeremiah was even going as far as saying that Jerusalem itself would be ransacked. And the priests and the other prophets thought that kind of Jerusalem was sacrosanct, really, in the sense that because it was God's chosen city, that it was untouchable, and it would somehow never be taken, so that they would always be secure. And of course, Jeremiah was, because he was God's messenger, the one who was ultimately right. God had a bigger plan, a wider view. And we know from other parts of scripture that he will often use difficult means in order to remind people who he is, to remind people to mend their ways, to bring them back to him. Some of the Jewish people have actually been taken captive to Babylon. And if you want to read that in more detail, then obviously there's that link there to the book of Daniel and the story of Daniel and the others as they are in captivity in Babylon. Jeremiah himself was given a choice by Nebuchadnezzar to either be taken and to go with the captives to Babylon or to remain in Jerusalem. And he chooses to stay with the remnant of people there. But he continues to have a concern for all of God's people. And hence this letter that we have in chapter 29, written to those who are in exile, in captivity in Babylon. And just those of you who are particularly interested in the kind of historical aspects, this refers to the first exile, to the few people who were taken to Babylon. The sort of complete captivity comes about 11 or so years later. Jeremiah's known as the kind of weeping prophet, isn't he? And this is how Michelangelo depicts him, presumably somewhere in the Sistine Chapel. A prophet of doom and gloom. Weeping, I think, is a good description because it has that sense of compassion to it, doesn't it? Jeremiah having that compassion for his people, God's compassion for his people. Despite their failings, their refusal to listen to him, he still cares, and it breaks his heart as it breaks God's heart when people do not listen to him and obey him. Jeremiah knowing that what God was saying, difficult though it was for righteousness' sake, a holy, righteous God. So these chapters that we've looked at so far, 1 to 29, they're not the most encouraging, are they? Difficult, hard going, sometimes to listen to and to read. Not always easy to gain encouragement from. And yet we have this title, Living with Hope. And today, regaining perspective. Perhaps having the right perspective. There's that suggestion there of being positive, isn't there, in having that right perspective or regaining a perspective despite the negative circumstances. And I wonder what comes to mind when somebody says about having the right perspective. Is it this question of whether you're a half full or a half empty person? Depends on which way you're looking, doesn't it? Or maybe you're into the or read about, rather than being into, the power of positive thinking. Some of you may have read a book, by I think it's Richard Pearl, is it? On the power of positive thinking. Others might respond, as in this video clip, which we're going to watch in a second. This is a bit of light relief. But I think it has a serious message behind them. It is a message perhaps some people live by, certainly the two people who are going to be appearing in this video clip. That was their philosophy for life, having a sort of positive thinking attitude no matter what was going on. But I think there's a serious message behind some of the words as well. We did look at a version that's got the words on it, but it wasn't very clear, so you need to just listen and enjoy as you watch it. Or if you're of a certain age, you will anyway. I hope.